This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Every now and then I get a story that just tickles me. And this is one. Welcome, everybody, to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What is this story about? This is a story. Oh, my God. There's a computer app that can smell your armpits. And the minute I saw it, I went, government's going to figure out a way to tax this. Not the app. The app has nothing to do with it. I call this story the funk tax. And I'm going to read a little bit of it to you, and then we'll discuss it. But it's sticky public transport and sweltering offices leave many worrying they have body odor. But new AI technology may mean people no longer have to subtly sniff their armpits to check for foul odors. Cambridge-based manufacturer Arm, which develops the hardware and smartphones, is creating a smart chip that can smell. You know, I was thinking about the phone and what is going to be the evolution of the phone. I mean, these wrist phones. Have you seen these? You know, like Apple Watches and the Samsung Watch. I have a Samsung Watch. And I'm still figuring it out. Right now, it's just cool to me that it rings. You know, that it, when my phone is around, it rings and I can answer from my watch like the old Dick Tracy watches. So I'm actually very, you know, interested, like, whoa, check it out. You know, hey, yeah, Kevin, I'm golfing. I'll call you back in a few minutes, you know, whatever, boom. And I'm off. But I remember the Dick Tracy watch, and I had a fake one. I bought it when I was a kid. I bought it in Boys Life magazine. Paid some crazy amount of money for this little 5-cent Chinese thing. But long story short, it made me wonder, what about when a watch can give off, say, a spritz of, what do you call it, mace? Or what about if a watch can give you enough of a laser that could put somebody's eye out, you know, if you need it, or burn them to where you need it to get away, or it could burn through a chain or something like that. I'm just saying, if you think about the evolution of all of these different smart devices that we have, the idea would be, what can these things do? And it really got me thinking futuristically. I know it's a bit off subject, but now we're talking about, you know, detecting your body odor. They can now do a blood test on you. There's a module you can put on that will take your blood glucose and tell you if you need to take your medicine and all that. You don't need to have another monitor on you. What about a little reserve oxygen? Like you get stuck somewhere and you need a little bit more oxygen, and you have a little nuclear something in that, or a little oxygenator that can create oxygen from carbon dioxide or something. I'm just saying, think about the futuristic nature of this, man, and it's pretty amazing. And now it'll sniff your armpits. They said the Enos identifies the dozens of gassy chemicals behind human stench before ranking the scent from 1 to 5. So people know whether it's time to reapply their deodorant. First of all, who travels with extra deodorant? I don't know if you, like, you got it in your book bag, you know, your, what do they call it, your backpack, and you're, oh, ooh, my E-nose just went off. Let me go put on some deodorant or go wipe my butt. Oh, man, it really opens up a can of worms. It goes on. The firm hopes the devices may one day be built into clothes to monitor freshness throughout the day, and could even be added to food packaging to check if produce has gone off. Now, I like that idea. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't just monitor the underarms. You know, monitor the crotchular region, too. You know what I'm saying? What about this? What about if you had a sensor on your smartwatch? And when, you know, you're out partying and you go, oh, I don't know what my breath is like. And you go, oh, and it goes, woo, offensive. Offensive, Kevin. Offensive. And then dishes out a breath mint. Wouldn't that be cool? Wow. See, we're riffing right now on the show, coming up with great ideas. I might be the next Steve Jobs with respect to what your smart devices can do. Think about it. Everything that you find is an inconvenience. And you can put that into your smart thing. And these things are getting smaller and smaller and smaller and more potent and powerful. I mean, come on. The chemical industry could do something. The mace idea. The mace idea would be amazing, don't you think? If you could, if you're under attack, somebody comes at you and you boop, boop, and then zzz, ah! Or maybe a firearm, like I said, a laser.
Oh, you can't own a gun.
Yeah, but I got a laser. I know it would require a tremendous amount of power, but I'm saying, okay, before you start dissing my idea, Mr. Producer, think about the technology it took to get all the electronics that we currently have just into the cell phone. You're talking to a degreed engineer here. I know what it took to put the products that we currently have in our smartphones in it. And 20 years ago, if you had said it, people would have said it's impossible to do, and it's not. It's very possible, and it's been done. And more technology is going into this phone than you can imagine. Now, what are they doing? Oh, we're going to make your camera so good, pretty soon it can see from outer space. I mean, how good can a camera get? It's like these TVs I see. You go into Best Buy, you know, a good TV that you can't discern the difference between the quality of the picture is $500 to $800. Now they got $1,500 TVs, and I guess what? You could go into the picture itself? It's crazy to look at this evolution that just keeps getting better and better and better. How much better can the picture get on my camera? Or the audio listening device get on my camera? You get what I'm saying? On my smartphone, you know what I'd really like? I'd like to be able to hear clearly. I would like to be able to hear clearly under all circumstances. How about you work on that? But no, we're doing all kinds of new things. Heart monitoring. You can get your heart monitored by phone. And there's an app that saved a lady's life recently where the doctor said, drop whatever you're doing and get in here, because she had some irregular heartbeat, went to the hospital, saved her life. And now we can, you know, smell funk on you. And I don't know. Like I said, it wouldn't surprise me if it's armpits. Why not breath? Why not sniff down at the crotch and go, whew, you need to, don't go out, you know, till you go do something with yourself over there. I love the way technology is going. I really do. And if we're going to call it a smartphone, let's keep making that bad boy smarter. Eno's project is part of Project Plastic Armpit, which aims to create flexible electronic devices that can recognize everything from fingerprints to odors. Thin sheet of plastic film with built-in gas sensing technology developed by the University of Manchester. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This facility here is really terrific, for lack of a better way to describe it. My staff has always said, don't say this, but I'm going to say it again because it's so descriptive, because it's true. Leader Boehner mentioned that tourists lined up in summer and winter. Long lines coming into the Capitol. In the summertime, because of the high humidity and how hot it gets here, you could literally smell the tourists coming into the Capitol. And that may be descriptive, but it's true.
Stank, these tourists, they stink. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. That was a former Senate Majority Leader turned Senate Minority Leader, Harry Reid, and he's talking about stinky tourists in the Capitol building. These elitist white leftists are so funny. And look, I get it. I'm telling you, I was on an airplane with some stinky these folks were from India. I don't even mind telling you where they were from. And it was so bad that I told the flight attendant, you got to move me. I mean, it was that bad. It would be like having to sit and vomit, if I could make you understand that. You know, I'm glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to KJRadio.com. And I bring this up because we were talking about this new app on a phone that will smell your armpit odor and alert you to go take a shower or do something different. Let me tell you, that's only going to sell to us. It's not going to sell to leftists. Leftists don't care if they stink. Yeah. Love stinks. Yeah. And leftists stink right with them. Yeah. Leftists stink. That's some stinky people. And I was thinking about this. I didn't get into it when we talked about the armpit sensor, but the government will probably tax you on the level of funk you have. Think about it. The meter registers a 1, 2, a 5. And I don't know which way is good or bad, but let's say a 1 is you're very odor, what is it, odoriferous? Or odoriferous? Anyway, you smell okay. And a 5 is you got flies circling in your orbit. Okay, you get what I'm saying? A 5 is somebody needs to come in and hose you down and then dump you in a vat of perfume or cologne or something, collage. Anyway, it cracks me up that I call it cologne because it was a hair studio, hair place next to where I used to live in St. Louis, and they spell cologne, C-O-L-O-N-G-E, cologne. They didn't even get it. They didn't even spell it right. I mean, I know it's a French word, cologne, but they had a cologne. It was funny. Anyway, so a 5 is a nuclear explosion of funk, and this thing will, you know, probably be, sirens or whatever. I don't know what it'll do, but it'll alert you that you need to do what. And I was thinking, if it gets to a 5, how does it get to a 5 before? I mean, if you've got this thing on, the only way it gets to a 5, honestly, is if you aren't testing it, or you die and your phone falls on your armpit. And then after 4 or 5 days, and somebody comes in and scoops up your dead body. If you get to a 2, well, I shouldn't say that, because I can get to a 2 after a long, you know, you walk around for a long day. And here, I will tell you this, I will admit this freely. In the crotchular region, when you get older, oh my gosh, it's just so much more difficult to keep yourself clean. I have to bathe sometimes twice a day, all right? You can't get away with it anymore when you get your body chemistry changes, okay? That's what I'm trying to tell you. It changes. So, but what? How do you get to a 5 without noticing if you're not dead? Somebody please answer this question for me. I'm asking this question seriously. Here's what happens with me. And guys, let's admit this. We can admit this. You're not a man unless you pick up a shirt you wore, you know, or do laundry, and sometimes you forget, is it clean or is it dirty? And you pick it up and you know. And if that machine can go, hey, you're at a 2 here on this shirt, you go, okay, hey, I wore this the other day, forgot to wash it. Or it looks at it and goes, hey, you're fresh as a daisy, you're a 1. You know whether I wore it or not, I can rewear this bad boy. Maybe you wore a t-shirt underneath, right? Come on, fellas, don't leave me hanging. I know I'm not the only one that's doing this. But to get to a 3, okay, you've been out and about, you maybe you got to go somewhere else, you didn't pack another shirt, you're wondering, do I need to go home first and maybe change? You do the meter sniff, pardon me, and it says you're a 3, get on home, go on home. You get to a 4, come on now. I really got to tell you to bathe. You get to a 5, somebody ought to, it ought to come with some Guatemalan midgets and just come out and beat your butt, right? I mean, it should just whoop your butt if you get to a 5. I was in D.C. Brothers, I'm talking walking fast. Look like a good athlete. Tennis shoes, dress pants with a loose fitting shirt. The pants didn't go with the shirt. Good looking dude. Probably late 20s. And I can see him, you know, a quarter mile up. And he's walking fast. I'm thinking, man, this dude can walk. You know, some people, you just know he's a good athlete. Just the way he's walking. You know, if you just got him into the run motion, he'd probably be a good athlete. Anyway, I passed this dude. I should say this. Before he passed me, the wind was coming his direction. Oh, my God. You didn't need a meter? This dude was a five. He was a five. He's a dead man walking, if you wanted to use that meter. He was DEFCON 5. He reminded me of this Occupy Wall Street kid. I was on a in panel for a jury, and they walked us by these kids. We didn't know what the case was, and they had arrested a Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street person for something. And we walked by this good-looking crowd of youngsters. I mean, really, hot-looking girl, a couple of girls, decent-looking guys. And you couldn't go by them without holding your nose. It was like, whoa! And everybody's kind of, you know, the jurors are looking up like, ooh, as they walk by, turning their faces away from them and then giving us the eyes, the bubble eyes. I looked at them and went, dang, man, come on. I didn't need a meter for that. Anyway, they need to tax them. I'm saying, look, if you're going to make a meter, you know the government's already looking at this like, hey, they've got this meter that's coming out that'll check your armpit stench. And if you're at a certain level of functitude, then we can charge you. So it'll automatically bill your cell phone service or something for you to pay to rock around funky. But for you, I want to be clear. You, we conservatives, we are going to be paying this tax. We could be clean, and we would be. We're the people that take showers. We're the people that respect other people's space. And I'm not talking about just that little 2-foot radius we all want to, you know, around ourselves. I'm talking about the odor that you emit. You not only protect your space, you make the rest of the space in a 6-foot radius very clean and good for you. But you know you're going to get taxed.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best edpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump will make a nationally televised address Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The president plans on discussing border security and the partial government shutdown. As far as what's actually going on at our southern border, National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd tells Fox News the president is giving them all the resources they need.
He's listened to leadership within CBP. He's listened to the rank and file agents that are actually patrolling the border. He's putting forth exactly what they have told him.
Judd also believes
they know that 20 2020 is coming up. They want to win that election desperately. And so if he actually drives down illegal immigration, then it's going to be another win for him.
In Nantucket, Massachusetts, Kevin Spacey is pleading not guilty to charges of sexual assault. The actor allegedly groped an 18-year-old busboy in Nantucket back in 2016. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah, I got to tell you what I love about my job. What I love about my job is I know so little. And when a topic comes up, then I have to do research and figure things out and understand it. And I don't want to do it superficially. I don't want it to be where I just give a little bit of, oh, I understand this and that, and then you guys come back and go, Kevin, you were dead wrong about this or that. I don't want to be that guy. And so we've got immigration issues, which I'm pretty much up to speed on. I certainly can speak about it from the cost perspective and the impact to American culture, specifically blacks and so on and so forth. And I can assuage any guilt that you may have as a conservative that says I want to have a gate, a fence, a barrier, a wall, call it whatever you want. And I can give you the rationalization for why you don't just let people in willy-nilly, the same way you don't let people into your life willy-nilly. Everybody's not a good person. I watch these FBI shows where, it's always that person that's the helper, who feels an obligation to people. I saw one the other day where he helped a guy whose boat had sank, gets him into his boat. That guy ends up killing him because he needed a boat. And it's just, that's the way the cycle of life. There's the stupid that, I'll help you get out of the ocean, but I'm going to keep my eye on you. I'm going to get you back to port, and I'm going to say, it's been nice talking to you. Because I got people I've known for years who I know don't want my boat, and they're not going to kill me on my boat. I'm going to be, and here's what's interesting. I'm the guy that's going to help you and wants to make a friend of you. But I've learned through my interaction with leftists that they don't want to make friends with you. They see you as a mark. Anyway, I get a chance to study. And who am I? I'm Kevin Jackson. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And I consider myself a learned individual. I deal with logic and reason. I'm a pragmatist. And I've been looking at this shutdown, because that's what we've been talking a lot about. People are calling it, saying that Trump is hurting all these different people and, it's going to crush the economy and a host of other things. And I'm going, huh, interesting. We've had them before. So what's the deal? Is it really as big of a deal as they're telling us? And I didn't think it was. And as it turns out, I'm right. And I've asked this question of you guys. I'm going to ask it until it's over. How are you feeling about the government shutdown? And if I could, let me ask it this way, because most of us, it's not having any real impact. So I'll ask it this way. Do you know anybody that's being truly impacted or impacted at all by the shutdown? At all? And to what degree? And I'd love you to call me at 844-551-8255 and let me know. But I know a couple, two people that are impacted. They're a couple. And they're trying to close on a house. And they had done all the pre-approvals you know, for a certain amount of money, but there was an issue verifying their income because they're self-employed. And it was a technicality. And they could easily get it resolved. And they couldn't use, like, they had to get something from the IRS. A tax return, I guess. And now they had provided all this information, but still somebody wanted a tax return. But because of the shutdown, they were not able to re-verify the information they've already submitted. And so they were in limbo in getting a house. Now, when I talked to him, I was like, oh, man, that's terrible, you know. And the guy's wife, he says, his name is Brent. He says, eh. And then I look at his wife, and she's like, eh, I mean, this, if we get it, we get it. And the issue was, they were saying, it's not like we're crazy about the house. We got to do some work on it, yada, yada, yada. And so I said to myself, well, it may be that this is a godsend. It may be something that you go, you know what, I'm glad we didn't get it. And they go, exactly. But they needed to get their tax returns, and they couldn't. And I go, are you upset about it? Is the house of your dream? They're like, not at all. So even though they're in limbo, they're tired of renting, it isn't life or death in this Trump era shutdown. And Laura Ingraham tweeted something along the lines of, you know, Trump, through this shutdown, is showing that 20 to 25% of the government is not even needed. You won't even miss it. And my hope is that President Trump continues with this, and he makes these Democrats eat this serving of what I'm calling Trumpian crow, because that's what this is. It's Trumpian crow. I play clips, and I will play more, but I've talked about what people are saying about the shutdown, how it's impacting the 800,000 people and these people who want to pay their bills and yada, yada, yada. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe in the old days you could have sold me that on government workers. Now government workers are the highest paid people. They are the laziest people on the planet. And we don't need most of them. So sorry, I have no sympathy for them. It's what you sign up for. And if they were smart, they would go to their leaders and say, look, we don't want to be dealing with government shutdowns and things like this, because, you know, our jobs depend on this. We have to pay our bills and things, and we want you to be more judicious. But they don't do that. They just let it happen. So these painful stories of life and death continue. And Donald Trump is going, I don't care. I love what he said. He says, look, I don't know what they're used to think, what they're used to dealing with. I'm paraphrasing it. But he's like, this government will stay shut down. He goes, I don't know how long. It's up to them. I hope it's only a few days. It's up to them. But I will shut this government down as long as it takes. You're going to fund my wall. And I know he's got outs, but I swear, I'm convinced that Donald Trump is saying, even though I have outs, I'm not going to use them. I'm going to force the Democrats to end this shutdown. I don't know. I'd be curious to know how you feel about it. So give us a contact me at 844-551-8255 or send us a note at kjradio.com. Now, Pelosi said something interesting about the shutdown, because she said, essentially, it was a challenge to Trump's manhood that he wants this wall, and I want to play this clip.
Talk about your dynamic with President Trump. What's it like to negotiate with him?
When you're negotiating with someone, you have to know, you stipulate to some fact. It's hard to do that with the president because he resists science, evidence, data, truth. It's hard to pin the president down on the facts. I think and hope that we can work together in a positive way now that the president is more acclimated to the fact that he's dealing with a Democratic majority in the Congress of the United States.
But it's not bad, Nancy.
No,
it's called transparency.
I know. It's not transparency when we're not stipulating to a set of facts. And we're
after that infamous Oval Office meeting before the holidays, you reportedly came back, spoke to some members of your caucus, other Democrats, and said the wall, it seems like it might be a manhood thing. It might be about his manhood. That's a statement that's capable of interpretation. Care to explain what you meant?
Well, I wish that my members had not repeated that outside the room.
Do you think he deals with you differently because you're a woman?
I have no idea. We'll see.
Two quick points about that, and welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, one, she attacks Donald Trump's manhood, and she says, here's what she says. I wish you had never heard me say that. But in other words, the very woman who talks about transparency says, I hate that you got that level of transparency. Now, I want you to think if Donald Trump had said, well, Pelosi doesn't want to build a wall because, you know, it's a typical woman. It's her female womanhood. You know, she doesn't want to protect. Men protect. Women don't protect. And what would we be talking about? We'd be talking about Donald Trump being a misogynist. But when Pelosi attacks Donald Trump's manhood, we don't talk about her being a man-hating shrew, which is what she is. It's particularly a conservative man-hating shrew. Well, I didn't have to say that because there's only such, the only type of man there really is a conservative man. I don't know what you want to call. If you want to have a separate gender, there is a third gender. It's called the liberal man because there's no such thing as man. You can't use that word when you're describing a liberal or a Democrat man. He's a cuckold male hyena. Okay? That's what he is. But Pelosi goes on to say, you can't talk to the president when he resists science, data, and truth. Everything they manipulate in order to make their, and I'm using my finger quotes, their truth. The Democrats bring no truth to any situation. They bring a pack of lies. And the only, they may tell you children in America miss meals. They won't tell you why. They won't tell you the real numbers of how many. They won't tell you that the reason why these kids are missing meals is because of the policies of Democrats. They will lie to your freaking face over any of this stuff. And so she says, but he may have to deal with us in a positive way because he's got to be acclimated that he's dealing with a Democrat majority. Well, he may be dealing with a Democrat majority, but he's also dealing with a Republican majority in the Senate. And these are people who are slowly beginning to wake up. But I want to stay focused on this manhood thing for just a bit. It's about manhood. Protecting this country, building a wall that stops the influx of over 20 million people over the last few decades is considered it's a manhood issue. It's not about him doing his job. How sick is that for her to say that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
History of government shutdowns is what I ended up researching when I... Because I didn't know. I was curious. I didn't know. But before I get into the numbers, because it is interesting how many we've had, I will tell you this. Democrats like to talk tough on these issues. That's why I call them Tommy and Tina Tough Butts. I wrote about them. Tommy and Tina Tough Butts. Yeah. Keyboard commandos, they threaten but do mostly nothing, right? I mean, they'll shoot you. They'll go to your baseball practice and shoot you. But for the most part, they're just lip service. They don't have a weapon or a group of people with them. They won't give you their honest opinion because they need to know what it's okay. Is it okay to say it? I mean, people marvel at me that I go into any room and I'll go, yeah, love me some Trump, and just start talking stuff. And people marvel at that. And I'm like, well, you guys are easy to impress. Because I go in and exercise my First Amendment right, I give my actual opinion, not because I got to test the temperature of the room. How do you feel? I don't know. I took some boys to an event, and one of the little kiddos, he says, they were talking about music, and he goes, one of the kids goes, I don't like Shawn Mendes. And the other kid goes, you don't like Shawn Mendes? And he was a real strong personality. And I could see the other kid back off. And I happen to not like Shawn Mendes. I think he sings too nasally. He sings a song called Stitches. You give me some stitches. And I can't stand his voice. He sings through his nose. So anyway, I can see this other little boy gets off put. You know, like, you could tell he wanted to say something back because he didn't like Shawn Mendes. And the other little boy's like, I can't believe you don't like Shawn Mendes. And he's reading him the riot act. And I went like this. I said, I don't like Shawn Mendes. I think he sings through his nose. I don't like his singing. There are much better singers than Shawn Mendes. And I did it for a reason. I wanted that little boy to go, wow, that man just spoke out. You know, now, I could have just said, let them figure it out for themselves. It wasn't like it was a kids versus adult conversation. You know, these are teenage boys. But it was a conversation where it was in the air. And he was all vocal. And I'm thinking, well, I don't like Shawn Mendes. How am I going to let you talk down to him when I don't like Shawn Mendes? And I look at the other little boy. And he won't. You know, he's not going to look at me and go, thanks, man. But I can see it in his eyes. But, you know, we get stifled so quickly. I'm amazed, honestly. Keyboard commandos threatening, but here's the deal. They can bully most people with their talk, but they won't bully Donald Trump. I'm talking about these Democrats. Trump trained to be a leader. And unlike Democrats with their Machiavellian cutthroat training to get ahead, Trump actually learned to accomplish things. His training represented a means to an end. And in his previous life, the end meant something magnificent was created. A skyscraper. Fantastic skyscraper. You been to a Trump Tower or anything? A plush resort. A hotel of some sort, right? And Trump is so proud of his creations, he puts his name on them. And more importantly, he does something different than what politicians are used to. He puts his money behind them. Now I want you to contrast this with politicians. Most of them have accomplished little in their lives except to win elections. They enrich themselves with, finger quotes, public service, then pretend to be magnanimous. Well, you know, it's just, I want to thank all the little people and The only thing they put their name on is legislation. Politicians are not fighters, folks, but ruthless cowards who use our money to do their dirty work, and they amass so much of it, and we give them so much credence and so much power that ultimately it's self-defeating for us. And that's what we created, a self-defeating organism. That's why I called the government a Jabba the Hutt. He wants all the pretty girls, but don't think he's going to go hit the weight room. So when I see or hear Democrats talking tough on these various issues, I chuckle. President Trump knows how to deal with them. And worse yet for them, Trump is a problem solver better than anybody they've ever seen. He knows only how to win. Now, some wins require more creativity than others. And then some of them take a bit longer. But in the end, Trump wins. And he's going to win on this government shutdown, and he's going to win on this wall. So let's go into a little bit of the history. Including this one, there have been 22 government shutdowns. The current shutdown is now, I think, number two, soon it will be, number two on the list for the longest shutdowns. We're in week three, and it's already, I mean, close to being number two. Now, prior to this shutdown, the one that occurred right before was during the Obama era, October 1st to October 17th, 2013. It lasted 16 days. And the reason for this shutdown was Obamacare. And here's how Politico described it at the time. The partisan gridlock in Washington proved insurmountable as House Republicans continued to insist on changing, delaying, or defunding Obamacare as a price for keeping government open, while Senate Democrats and Obama firmly rejected that position. Now, do you remember the outcome? Did the government say shut down? What happened? No. We caved. So the Republicans, we tried, we shut down the government, and we got nothing for it. And it was the right thing to do. So what are the numbers? Because they talk about how it's going to impact people. During the government shutdown, approximately 800,000 federal employees are indefinitely furloughed. They're considered non-essential employees. Another 1.3 million are required to report to work without known payment dates. Only those government services deemed accepted under the Anti-Deficiency Act are continued, and only those employees deemed accepted continue to report to work. The Obama-era shutdown over Obamacare lasted 16 days. It was the third longest in U.S. history. Now, what was the second? There was a 21-day shutdown in 1995 and 96, and this shutdown was over the budget. It was a disagreement over federal spending levels between the Republican-controlled Congress, which was led by Gingrich, and Bill Clinton, who had led the government to partially shut down twice. And I remind people, we did the Contract for America, and when Newt Gingrich shut down the government, that's what came out of it. Bill Clinton balanced the budget, and everything was good. Finally, there was an 18-day shutdown in 1978, and it was a new defense bill under Carter. They wanted to build this nuclear carrier, and Carter didn't want to build it. And believe it or not, the Democrats themselves fought Jimmy Carter over it. The Democrat-controlled Congress, I mean, both the House and the Senate, Tip O'Neill, and I forget who was the Senate leader of the Senate at the time, but they fought their own president over it, and they got it passed. So we ended up with a nuclear sub. So that's the history of these shutdowns. The longest one, it was what, 20-something days? 21 days. Something like that. So we're not talking about, these aren't shutdowns. These are little temporary blips. And then eventually all those employees, they got to go and do some pretty clever accounting. They get them all caught up, and they move forward. We've not done a shutdown. We've only done what the Democrats and even the Republicans have known is a temporary thing that we're going to all get past. And you know what Donald Trump's done? Donald Trump has done the most masterful thing you can do in a negotiation. He says, I'm shutting it down. And they go, and there's pressure. You need to open it up. You need to do this. You're being inhumane. People have to pay their bills. And Trump's like, not until I get my money. And he's like, I have other ways to get my money, but no. I'm going to make Congress do what they're supposed to do. And then he comes out and he says, I'd love it to open up in a couple of days. But if it doesn't, so be it. He goes, it might go. He goes, it could go a long time. He signals nothing. Nothing. He could end it tomorrow. If Trump seems afraid of this politically, he's not acting like it. I wrote a piece that said, you know, for a guy that's supposed to, the Democrats think they're going to impeach, that they have called a motor scooter. They use different words, but they call him a Mueller trucker. And all these other things. Donald Trump doesn't seem very afraid of Robert Mueller's report. He doesn't seem afraid of the new Ocasio-Cortez coming in or Nancy Pelosi getting the gavel. He's acting like a guy that says, I dare you. I dare you. What do you got? I love this. We have never shut this government down. Oh, I know what I told you. I told you it was closed for a few days. We've never shut this government down. This government has continued to work. This may be the first real shutdown that we've had, where Donald Trump says, you're going to do this the right way, and we're going to get this stuff funded in one way or the other. Now, what are his outs? He can go get funding. He can declare an emergency. He can use discretionary spending funding from other areas and spend it. Chuck Schumer alluded, he's not even spent the money we've allocated. Maybe he will. He's got options. But you know what Donald Trump understands? The importance of making government work. The importance of this is more than drawing a line in the sand philosophically. He understands that you've got to force the Democrats to eat some crow. And he's making that happen. And I couldn't be more happy about it. We've needed this type of leadership in government to get these people to stop. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.